stirring round of applause for a stunning encore, which put an exclamation point on a 75-minute set of surpassing musicianship by Jens Krüger, Uwe Krüger, Jeremy, not Landsman, the bass player's name escapes me now, Jeremy, and the Contras Quartet. Contras, in its native language, means contrasts. And certainly there are contrasts between the classical style of music and bluegrass. And yet, Jens Krüger, in his compositions, has managed to bridge the gap most convincingly. He is, of course, an experienced classical composer. He's written many pieces, including Lucid Dreamer. Born and raised in Switzerland, he and his brother Uwe moved to North Carolina several years ago, and I think have achieved American citizenship. They loved American music from early in their lives, but they also were exposed to the European classical tradition. I've often felt that if J.S. Bach had had access to a banjo, he would certainly have learned to play it and enjoyed it. If you doubt me, give a fresh listen, in well temperament, if you will, to the G major Prelude and Fugue from the Well Tempered Clavier, Book 1. I think you'll hear Earl Scruggs all over that particular piece. In any event, we've just heard the Krüger Brothers, joined by the Contras Quartet. You are listening to KGNU live on FM, AM, and at KGNU.org. All night, we're going to be preempting the Grateful Dead Hour, Electronic Air, and the rest of our regular programming until the end of the festival this evening, which we expect to be around 11 o'clock, the end of the concerts, that is. The festival will continue tomorrow, and we'll be streaming with you at 9:30, I believe, 9:30 or 10 in the morning until the end of the evening, once again, around 11 o'clock tomorrow night. We were playing excerpts from the set performed yesterday afternoon by Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley, and paused in that recital to allow the Krüger Brothers to perform their amazing set. Transition time backstage.